Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Good evening. It's Robin Tate here. I am your host this evening at Bongo the Sane. I'm in Northern Ireland. That's why I talk funny. And this is the Overseas Connection podcast. It's episode 619 on the 14th of February 2021. And because it's the 14th of February, it's a very, very intimate, very, very romantic show that we have this evening. And who else would I rather be romantic with on the 14th of February apart from my wife, which I'm sure she's very impressed right now, is Kim Woods, Gamer Girl. Hiya, Kim.
Howdy, howdy.
It's just
happy
you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. It's just you and me.
Yeah.
I decided that, you know, Judith, nah, I just left her in there sitting in front of the fire, romantic fire and all going. I thought I got to go and spend time with Kim.
Aww. Well, thank you.
Yeah. It's funny. I didn't realize there were so many romantic podcast hosts in the Overseas Connection stable.
I didn't either.
Isn't it amazing? They've all went off to spend time with their loved ones. Greg has several loved ones all round, all wanting a bit of him. Mark, the He-Man, he was trying to throw cars around by his bare hands, by the sounds of it, has injured himself. Imagine how embarrassing getting crushed. I know you probably don't have them. By a Ford C-Max. It's like the smallest, piddliest little Ford on the market. Imagine being injured. Oh, yeah. It was a Ferrari, maybe, or a, you know, BMW at a push.
Yeah, yeah.
But a Ford C-Max, like mom and pop, small seven-seater. Oh, dear. Mark, I'm surprised that you get well soon, buddy.
And sure.
Pete, he's doing ginger stuff, you know. But we do have Samantha Fox. Hi, Samantha. And George Clooney. Who's bare-chested. Hey. I do think that photograph may be slightly edited, but, you know, it's eye candy for me. Samantha Fox, you don't know Kim. Samantha Fox.
No, I do.
Topless model from the 80s who had some hit singles. And
what I was thinking, yeah.
And George Clooney. Yeah, that's just George Clooney.
Who's just George Clooney, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't
get it with George Clooney. I mean, I know he's a good looking, he has that lovely voice, and he was a very good looking guy, and he always kept himself trim. But, you know, I think it's a sense of humour more than the looks. I think he's a funny guy.
I think so.
Anyway. Yeah. Bastard, I like him anyway. Anyway, this is a podcast about video games generally, but tonight, maybe not so much. Most of us listeners are mature, you know, as in over 30 probably. It's not a badge that you have to have. Anyone can listen that's an adult, really. But we were younger at one stage and we've just all grew up a bit.
At some point.
Yeah, so we go out live, like right now, on a Sunday evening, 9 o'clock in the UK. On Central Time, it's 3 o'clock and... It's 4 o'clock somewhere else. In other parts of America, it doesn't really matter because Central is the most important time. We go out on Twitch and YouTube. If you look for OC Podcast, you'll find us there. Okay. So, birthdays. You have a special birthday this week coming up.
I do. My little nephew, Tony, will be 8 on the 19th.
How can that be? I remember.
I don't know.
Little, like, it was like the Lion King. You know, it was like you were holding him up to us. And like,
right?
And you're rubbing red thing on his head and stuff. That just seems like a click of the fingers ago. He's 8.
Right. 8, yeah. It's nuts. And he's almost, you know, almost as tall as I am. It feels like it, so.
Flip me. Yeah, yeah. Charlie and Joshua now are massively taller than Judith. You know, I mean, Joshua will be 21 in May. Terrified. Oh. Charlie yesterday at the dinner table, he was talking, I don't know how it came up, but he was talking about he had bought his own razor, and Dad, you know, Charlie's 15. Dad, oh, mm-hmm. I've been shaving now for 3 years. I hope you don't mind. I took some years. What do you mean you're shaving for 3 years? Joshua had the old straggly mountain goat beard, and he had trimmed it, and I commented on it. And Charlie, well, I'm shaving too. Oh, yeah, I don't think so. But anyway, yeah, no need. Don't shave. Why am I talking about shaving?
I don't know, but apparently I have babies. An echo, so.
Oh, you have an echo?
According to the chat box, yeah, I have an echo. A big echo, apparently.
A big echo. I'm not hearing
it. A big echo, yeah.
I'm not hearing it here.
Hmm.
I apologize for the big echo. I don't know why it's happening. Hopefully it'll all come good in the recording. I don't know if there's two. Oh. I'm sorry. Sorry. I don't know why. It's a Skype thing, maybe, or a Twitch thing.
Could be.
Yeah. Hopefully it's recording okay here. I'm sorry. Bear with. You're having double the amount of Kim.
Not yeah. sure that's good, but anyway.
Well, happy birthday for Tony for February the 19th. Chris MJW, Chris Williams, our good friend, on the 17th, which is a few days away from now, he will be 42 years old. That's a very, very important number, that, you know, the life, universe, everything starts to drop. Douglas Adams, it's your Douglas Adams birthday, and I hope you have a good one, Chris. So, yeah, happy birthday to these people. Oh, happy birthday, people.
Happy birthday!
And that's enough of that. Okay, let's chat about some stuff.
Hooray, it's story time. Hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
All about that echo. Because everything is solid by the green numbers here. No drop frames. I don't know if it's a twitchy
well.
Thing.
According to Rain God Zippo, it seems to be fine now. So,
oh, okay. Maybe you know. It was just an anomaly.
Let me know if it's let me know if it happens again. Yeah. I'll tootle around with my settings and see.
Okay. So we were just before the show, I was talking about a food parcel that I received from Mr. DeLacy in the last week, and it's full of stuff from America, like jerkies, different types of jerkies, and some beautiful chocolates and wee knick-knacky things. Lovely, fantastic package. And a peanut brittle. This box of peanut brittle here. It's C's Candies. Crunchy, nutty goodness. Oh, right. So Jasmine, our 2.5-year-old, has a severe peanut allergy. Been really bad, to the point everywhere she goes, an EpiPen comes around with her. So I decided that the best place to take this and the jerky, because Judith hates it, but the peanuts out of the house and bring them out to my office here. So I brought it out last night, and I came out here about 9 o'clock or so, or 9:30, to do a few wee bits and pieces. And I thought, oh, I'm going to open this up and try a bit. And it was like the frigging cookie monster. Once I started, I just Jesus Christ! What is this stuff? This is like catnip for me. Is it just? It was like sweet and salty and it crunchy. It had everything. You like peanut brittle, Kim?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. So I've came out here tonight.
One of my favorite things.
So I went in last night after eating 90% of this 100... What is it? 5 ounce, 142-gram box, 90% of it in like a 10-minute period. And I wondered why I couldn't sleep last night. I was wired to the moon. In fact, I think I posted on Twitter, thanks for the peanut brittle coma, you cunt. Oops. Yeah. So now you know what that was about, Kim. Yeah, that was fabulous.
Oh, I know.
So I came out here tonight to sit down, and the dust was in the bottom of the box, and I almost put it on the table and sniffed it up like a row of cocaine or something. Wow! And it's not. I don't have any more. I'm gonna have send more peanut brittle. Wow, really good. Anyway, I've digressed about peanut brittle. How did that go?
I can actually make peanut brittle, so maybe I'll send you some sometime.
You do that? Doesn't mean we'll be married or anything, but it's
no.
Not a wedding present or anything out there, no?
No, nothing like that.
I'm just keeping just a reminder.
I wouldn't
just
let you do that after me, you know.
No, well, she's the first wife, so there's several other ones.
No.
She had hair clippers to me yesterday.
Exactly.
Because I was starting to look very, very like Elvis Presley again. And I thought, Judith, you just got to do this. I got to number four me. Tidy me up because not so much because I wear some hair gel, to shape mm-hmm. my hair, and it's not so bad.
Yep.
But after a shower and after I've been doing some exercise around the house, and I go and have a shower and don't put the hair gel in, just throw the jammies on and no hair gel. And when the hair dries, it's like a big floppy mess. And when I wake up and then the next morning, it's like everywhere. So I needed to get that cut.
Your hair, right?
Okay, yeah, get my hair right.
Anyway.
Right, okay, so snow, you're having some snow?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for the last week and a half, it feels like, and, you know, it's negative 20 degrees outside with the wind chill, so it's, you know, it's fun.
Mm.
I'm ready to, you know, throttle Mother Nature, but whatever, what
so
can you do?
How much snow's on the ground?
Oh, I'd say it's probably ankle deep and a little higher than that in some spots where it's drifted. So,
wow,
it's not terrible, but it's not fun. So, you know,
the UK had a lot of snow this week. We had snow yesterday, and it started at about 8 a.m. and mm-hmm. it finished snowing about 2, and dropped about 2 inches of snow. We mm-hmm. went out, we built a snowman, we had a snowball fight, and then at about 8 o'clock last night it started to rain, and mm-hmm. all that was left was the base of the snowman this morning, and everything was gone. It was like one day, one big dump of snow, and in the evening, mm-hmm. gone. Now, it was very windy today, but mid-afternoon the wind stopped, and it was lovely and very mild, warm. Not mm-hmm. warm, you know, like DeLacy warm, but warm enough. Pleasant enough to go out for a walk, and from mm-hmm. from like snow to that, it's just nutty
craziness, isn't it? Yeah. I'm giving it at least 2 to 3 more weeks of this crap, and then eventually we'll be into March, and it should start to warm up, hopefully. So, just gotta hang on.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it could throw us a few bad twists yet. I mean, it's only mid-February, and sometimes when you come mm-hmm. back to those Facebook photographs, they're, you know, the ones, you know, this day mm-hmm. 5 years ago, blah blah blah, and there's some of them are still popping up with big snow days.
We've had it snow in April before, and I mean, this wasn't like a little bit of snow, this is like a good like 3 foot. So
okay,
you know. You
were talking about critters and frogs and people being frightened. What was that all about? And a frog on your shoulder and how did that all?
Here, a few years ago when we were still living in the other house, I'd walked out my front door to go out and do chores in the morning. Well, when I shut the front door, apparently I shut it hard enough, it either shook the side of the house or it vibrated enough. There was a frog clinging to the side of the house up above the door. So when I shut the door, it must have shook it loose, and down on my shoulder it landed. And I mean, it wasn't like a tiny frog either. So I mean, it was a nice sized frog. Scared the shit clean out of me. So I mean, it was bad enough. My neighbors up the road were like, "Are you okay?" No, I'm fine. I just thought, you know, a frog was going to kill me. So, you know.
What was a frog doing on your roof?
On the side of the house, I don't know. I guess he just had climbed up there. I don't know. Maybe he was sunning himself. I don't know, because it was a fairly nice day out, so maybe he was up there soaking up the sun. I don't know, but he had decided apparently I took him from the side of the house.
Bathing frog.
So, yep. I mean, come on. I've had raccoons fall through my ceiling, so, you know, a frog, you know, falling off the side of my house.
What happened to the frog afterwards?
Nothing. I after I got over the mere fact that it wasn't something that was trying to eat me, and I realized it was just a frog, I plucked it off my shoulder and set it down on the sidewalk, and away he went. So, so it was fine.
Have you ever thought about the frog, that maybe it was like a fairy tale frog?
That'd been my luck.
And you've missed your opportunity?
Probably. Yeah, probably. Now we know why I'm still single. I let the poor frog go in disappointment. Although, to be fair, he never came back, so apparently he was just as relieved as I was.
It's probably a roadkill somewhere.
Probably. One of the cats probably caught it, and, you know, it was a snack. So.
That me.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, all right, so I gave off last week about my optical cables and all the bits and pieces like that there, and, and a new one arrived this week. I got a 5 meter optical cable, and it's about a meter too short.
Oh shit!
It goes in, it's in, but it's too tight.
Yeah.
I should have got it bigger. It does solve the problem. I switched the Xbox on tonight, and I can have my surround sound. And I realized that my beautiful Denon, you can't see them. I've got tall boy Denon speakers, and as the main left and right, then lots of all the other ones around. But Jasmine probably has stuck her fingers in the tweeters.
Oh no!
And they are bust beyond probably repair unless I go and get new tweeters for that particular speaker and solder them. And yes, I was annoyed. And so I swapped speakers because they were still working, but there was a little rattle, you know, a little speaker bust. Anyway, kids, who would have them, really and truly?
Right?
No, I don't know.
And I thought I had it bad because my little nephews like to stick the cat toys, like the cat balls, into my subwoofer of my surround sound because it's got the hole in the front.
Yeah.
So they will stick cat toys in the front of that, and I have to go back and then screw the speaker out of the back so I can fish the cat toys out of it, because of course there's a magnet in there and they've got the little metal jingle balls in them, so they get stuck. So then I have to go in after them. Oh, kids.
Ah, those iron balls. Jeepers, oh.
Right?
Mm.
Fucking balls.
Balls, balls, balls. Okay, right. So it is Valentine's Day.
It is.
And it's an odd Valentine's Day. I mean, I remember when I was younger, we went out, there was always a Valentine's, probably last night would have been the night, the Valentine's disco. Have you ever done anything?
We had like Valentine's Day dances and that sort of thing, like at the big gym in town. They'd have their father-daughter dances and that sort of thing. So, I mean, I know in high school we had the big Valentine's Day dance, so.
I don't know. I don't miss that. I don't think at all. I don't think I'd like to go back to that. I don't know.
No, I know I don't, because I can't dance to save my life. So that would no longer be fun to me. So
if someone had an AK-47 pointed at you and told you to dance, you would be dead.
I don't know. Either that, I'd be like Elaine off of Seinfeld, and then they'd eventually just tell me to stop. So.
What would the
that
dance?
Might work.
What would the dance be? Would it be like freestyle, or would it be some like these sorts of moves?
I don't know. I could do the YMCA or the Macarena or something. Maybe that would work. You know, YMCA. You know, I could do that.
Oh, Donald! Brilliant. Ah, dear. Okay. So we did go out for a walk this afternoon. As you are aware, I don't get my internet from the normal sorts of cable, and I'm out on the sticks. And I know recently a neighbour has been trying to encourage the OpenReach, as they're called over here, BT OpenReach, to come and lay new cable. And it started, but not for me. So I can walk out of here about 2 minutes down my lane, and on the telegraph poles, the guys have been there over the last week or so. There's big, big rolls up the telegraph poles of new, brand new fibre cable on the telegraph, waiting for installations. And there's a corner, so there's about 200 yards of hard to get to places, really hard to, and I'm one of them. So and we're doing our best to put some pressure on the local officials to make it happen, because it would be lovely.
Yeah.
I know, I mean, this, I think I've got it now as good as I can possibly get it. You know, aerials on the roofs, separate 4G system for just this machine here. I don't know, unless I get fiber. But then again, I want really good fiber too. I don't want.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want just token. So we'll see. Right. So maybe over the next couple of months it might become available to me. So.
Let's hope, because I mean we were in the same boat you were, and it took. Well, we've been over here 4 years, so you know they finally decided that you know all of us should get it, and there's still some of the smaller towns and stuff that are around here. They're still trying to get it all rolled out for that. So I know where you're coming from, because we had dial up and stuff for ages. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, goodness, I mean, when we first moved here, I always remember that you know. The day that we moved in was the day that BT man came to install our fiber.
Mm-hmm.
And the house that we lived in before had fiber. Mm-hmm. You know, it was 8 years ago or whatever it was. And it was like one of the first things they checked out. And of course we got out here and the BT man came into the house and went, I don't know why I'm here, because you can't get this here. There's no fiber here. They shouldn't have booked me. I wouldn't have bought the house. No, well, maybe not.
Right.
But considering I have all these multitude of kids, Charlie will be on his PC playing an online game, possibly streaming mm-hmm. something on YouTube at the same time, chatting with his mates. And then Corey will be watching something on YouTube and talking to his mates on his phone. And Taylor will be watching something on YouTube. And Jasmine will be watching kids' YouTube. And Judith will be doing something on flipping Instagram. She's Instagram famous now. The flipping followers are going through the roof in her head. Anyway, but this here seems to be handling it right now. You know, so
well, that's good.
Yeah. So you know, it's not the end of the world if we don't get it, but it would be nice to have it.
I hear you.
Okay. So what else? 25. Oh yeah. So I've been working away quietly at the my stock little video tutorials, and we've been doing a bit more mm-hmm. work on them. And I'm about to start a little experiment, and it'll not be starting tomorrow because this weekend it's a long weekend in America. You've got President's
yep.
Day tomorrow. That's to celebrate Donald Trump beating the rap 2 times in a row. What a fantastic present for him. But it is President's Day, so there is no stock market open tomorrow. But from Tuesday, the little experiment is that I'm going to take a £300 account, and I'm going to turn that into a £1,000 account in 30 days. So we'll be doing recording every day. There'll be a set of rules. So I'm going to turn £300 into £1,000 in 30 days, if I possibly can. And I'll be recording the sessions and putting them up as we go, and how that goes about, how I do that. So as along with the little help videos, which I have now about 6 or 8 prepared, this is a little live trading thing that's going to be happening. So if you've any interest in trading some stock market stuff and seeing if I can turn £300 into £1,000 in 30 days, watch my Twittery feeds and stuff here, and I'll start to be putting those up. Hopefully next week they will all start to appear.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, I could fall flat on my ass, but
mm-hmm. You could.
We'll see. I might have to. Yeah. I don't want to cheat. I want to do it, but So the idea is. Sorry, this isn't gaming, but so playing the stock market is a bit like games, but with bigger money. It's £25 a day, pretty much. So £25 mm-hmm. a day over 30 days. It's a wee bit more. Than £700 to make, and that's a pretty good return over 30 days, I would think. You know, 330,
mm-hmm.
but it's still not.
Oh yeah,
it's not. Still not. I'm going to turn £300 into £30 million in 30 days. No,
true.
So I'm looking for £24 per day. It'll be done, but £25 per day. And I'm going to be trading the main stock market, not the pre or the after, so not the early stuff. So just normal trading mm-hmm. hours in New York. And I'm only going to take about 10 trades in a day, so 10 buys and sells, that's it. And I'm mm-hmm. going to go and go and go. So if I don't make my £25 per day target,
mm-hmm.
It'll roll over and I'll have to make more the next day. I'll make a maximum of £50. If it hits £50 in that session, that 1 hour or so session, those 10 trades, I'll stop.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be a if I lose £25 on the same day, I will also stop. So there'll be targets that way too. So we'll see. It'll be an interesting experiment. I know people have done it. Big guys have done it with a lot bigger amounts of money. But I'm going to see, because I think that's a realistic enough target and not big, big bucks. And anybody could maybe try this. So that'll watch out for that. All right. What else? So Greg and Cindy, they're out for dinner tonight on a nice romantic meal. They're over at the casino across, that's quite close to them. He says, don't worry, everybody is social distancing right up to table where they slather over us. So that's lovely that they're getting out for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to go out. It is odd. I mean, it is depressing.
Right.
The lack of planning, that's the thing that I'm fed up about. Usually at this time of year, little holiday, I just show up. But, I mean, I've got my spreadsheet prepared for Tennessee and all around there, and you know, I was starting to research different bits and pieces and where I was going to go and how I was going to meet up with Nick again and Infected Psych. We were going to meet up as well, because I'm going to spend a bit of time with him. So there would have been a spreadsheet and all that, and all the planning, and how much was this, and how do we get there, and where's the best car hire, and where do we stay, you can't even do that at the moment, and that's the pain. And even if it is this big, big, long holiday, you can't even plan for, you know what, Judith, like this weekend, Glenn was away for respite. He's back tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And usually we would, when Glenn's away for that weekend, we would go out and we would spoil the kids once a month, once every six mm-hmm. weeks. We would take them out for a meal, and we might go to the cinema, we might go to a circus or the museum, or go to the beach or do something. And that's just, mentally, it just, this year for me is tougher than last year. We had to deal with this, there was a plan of action, we dealt with it as best we could, we got on with business, and this year, I have to admit, I am feeling it a bit this year. Just empty inside, drained, and I'm sure, I'm sorry, I'm not, this is a bit maybe negative, I don't mean to be, but I understand, and I'm lucky, I've got family around me and stuff, but even, I see it in Judith, frustrated to heck, yes, she's got lots to do and she's busy, but at the same time, it is
different.
Yeah, it's tough. It is tough.
I mean, I'm a hermit. I don't usually go a lot of places, but, even it's starting to get to me because, it's like, well, you go get groceries, you gotta wear a mask, you gotta do this, and yada, yada, yada. So,
I don't know. I mean, they came out this week saying, oh, well, don't book any holidays this year, or be careful because it'll be completely at your own risk, and your insurance company probably won't cover it, and nobody's sure of anything for July or August or September of this year, and we're all going to be social distancing for another, until September. And I think that's, I think masks are just here to stay now. I think social distancing is here to stay, and this is just what we're going to do. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Right, okay. Sorry about that. Modeling.
It's okay, it happens.
Yeah. Like, do you know what? If you're feeling a bit flat, this community that we have, our WhatsApp groups, if you want to be part of our WhatsApp groups, contact Kim or myself or Greg or Mark or Phil. Don't contact Gary, he's a dick. Anybody that's associated with the show, or Matt, he's a moderator in the what OC What's Next WhatsApp group. If you want to be part of that, the OC What's Next WhatsApp group, yes, they talk about games and technology, but there's been some COVID talk in there. There is no strong opinions forced down anybody's throat, and generally it's a zero tolerance for politics or anything like that there. So there's no Trump talk or Boris Johnson talk apart from just the surface level. But it's a good support group for people, and it's been going now for several years. And it was set up as a place to arrange gameplay, but it's turned into a community thing. So if you want to be part of that, just we'll add you to that WhatsApp group. You know, feel free to say to any of us, and we'll get that done. And mm-hmm. the only rule is just don't be a dick. So okay, let's talk a wee bit about some gamey stuff. Gamey stuff. Where's gamey stuff? Gamey stuff. Gamey. Why is this all changed? There.
I don't know.
Shall we play a game?
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
Okay, no sense going through all those monthly freebies that aren't freebies, blah, blah, blah. But is there anything that's good there? Maybe the PlayStation stuff is new?
Yeah, because they've got the Ultimate Edition of Control. I don't know anything about Concrete Genie, so I don't know. And then Destruction All-Stars, which got a PlayStation 5. Although, Control is good for the PlayStation 4 and 5, so there's that.
So. We love PlayStation 5. We think it's the best thing ever. It's a fantastic piece of equipment, and we love it.
I am hoping to get one at some point, but the Series X is going to come first at some point.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're queued up. I mean, we will be queued. You know, we can't wait. I mean, the reason we don't talk about the PlayStation just as much is we just can't get them, you know. But we'll get to that later, I'm sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. I did. I moved my PlayStation 4. Ginger One will be happy to know that I found in my moves, I found your copy of The Last of Us Part 2. In all the moves. So I moved the PlayStation 4 back into the West Wing with the big screen, mm-hmm. the projector. And it's going to run in there. And I moved my Scorpio inside. So I will get at the PlayStation stuff because I've got to play... finish Spider-Man, and I've got to finish The Last of Us Part 2. Really do, yeah. But PlayStation 5.
Right.
Yeah. Their offering is a bit... They need to do something like Gold as well, don't they? Or Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a bit... I know Control is supposed to be a very, very good thing. Good game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've not gone along with it just yet, but I'm still trying, so...
Is it arty farty? Mm-hmm. Isn't it? It is already 40.
I don't know. It's definitely more super... I mean, I don't know, so... But I don't think it's arty farty per se, but it's just... It's not going into it. It's not what I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be more of a... I don't know. I don't know how to explain it exactly, but it's way more supernatural, and I don't know what the fuck is going on than I thought it was going to be. So...
Alan Wake-ish? No.
Yes, very Alan Wake-ish, yes. From what little I played of it, but yes. But then it's made by Remedy, which also made Alan Wake, so that...
Kind of makes sense.
You know, that makes sense. Yeah. Mm. So...
Okay, alright, well, yeah, there's lots of free games. I mean, you've got Xbox free games, PlayStation, Twitch, Stadia Pro, Stadia, and the Epic Game Store. So there's loads and loads of freebies. In fact... To the point now, you don't really need to buy a game any longer. You just need that one subscription to whatever. And you could survive. You know, a PC and either an Xbox or a PlayStation, and you would be... You don't have to buy games.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. nutballs. It is crazy. I mean, we talked about this before. I could never do the Year of Living Game just lay again. Because at the time I did that, it was because... Yes, there was games with Gold and PlayStation Plus, and you got a couple of free games, and they were usually sort of okay. Mm-hmm. But it was because we bought all our games, and you know, it was about finishing those and not keep buying and buying and buying. And then this, all these loads of freebies came along, and we're scuppered now. Scuppered. Okay,
yep.
So talk to me about some of the stuff you've been doing. And we'll start with Slay the Spire, I suppose?
Yeah, it's a roguelike card building, like a deck building game. I didn't know what it was, but I was laying on the couch last night, and of course, you know, they've got the xCloud out now, and I thought, well, I'll see if I can fire up a game and get it to play, because my experience with xCloud so far has been kind of spotty. I mean, I have fiber internet and all that, so you'd think it should work great, but for me, it's hit or miss. Like, last night, trying to play this game, it would go out and then come back. And it didn't matter if I was on fiber optics or if I was on the Wi-Fi or the cellular plan. You know, it didn't matter either way. But, Slay the Spire,
but you would think, again, it's different. You would think there that, you know, that's not a big action game. I mean, it's a card game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it just got it got fuzzy now and again.
It got fuzzy, and then we cut it out because it would pop up on the screen that, you know, hold on, we're reconnecting, or would you rather go back to the home screen? I'm like, well, no, I'm playing the game. I would like for it to show back up so I could, you know, finish playing it. So I did that about 4 or 5 times while I was playing it. I don't know, I played it for probably an hour, give or take.
And what's the speed of your line coming in now, Kim? Do you know?
It's 30 up and 30 down. So
I wonder, is it the router, you know, and the Wi-Fi signal?
That's kind of what I wonder, because we've had our router for a while, and so maybe it's that.
Yeah.
So, you know, when the weather gets better, I'll call the telephone company and have them send a guy out with a new one and try it. Because I bought a router, and they say all that stuff's supposed to be plug and play, no problem. Well, I bought a router to replace ours, plugged it in, and connected all the cables, couldn't get it to work. So apparently it's beyond my expertise. So
you need a guy to call with a tool belt, don't you? And go, hey, I'm here to fix.
Right. Because I've even thought about getting one of those mesh systems. Trying that out and saying, they're supposed to be just plug that thing in and you know, you're good to go. So,
but is the mesh system? Yeah. It's not just like it's a fancy term for Wi-Fi extenders now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, basically, yeah, and I've already got those, so. But, Slay the Spire, like I said, it's a roguelike deck building game. You know, we've all played with the games with the cards, like Slash and Defend and that sort of thing, and that's kind of what this is. The only thing is, if you're the dude you start out with runs out of health, you come back as somebody else. Huh. And I think you start all over. I didn't get very far, because like I said, I died, and then I got aggravated, so quit. But I may go back to it and try it. So, I don't know. I know there are definitely people that are into that sort of thing, so it's on Game Pass, so if you've got Game Pass, hey, you can try it for nothing. So.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I did... My week has been very, very funny, again, time-wise. And I did fire the new Xbox up this week, and I gotta admit, now, I haven't even stuck in that much to the menu systems, because they look very, very different. It's terrible that I haven't been able to do that. Where's the thing I'm going to do? But the game I played quickly was really strange. Mm-hmm. Why I did it, but it was more to find out how quickly the things actually loaded. And I played, fired up the Master Chief Collection, and I fired on Xbox Series X. Has been remastered and redone, the Halo Master Chief Collection, and I fired on Halo 4. Now there's two things going on here. One, yes, it loaded really, really quickly. Two, it looks fabulous. But another part of that is I'm also playing it on a 4K TV as well now, and it's
those are nice.
And it's going, wow, look at the detail on this. And I'm going, wow. So I know that's a bit lo-fi, you know, Halo 4. But wow. So again, it's just time. I mean, my time has been spent again with that. I played some levels on this, but I've been playing, not playing. Still every day I'm on my VR. Every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this week no exception, and it's usually been Fit XR. And punching my way. I won't dance. I won't do the dance things. I'm definitely not doing the dance thing. But I spent half an hour, 40 minutes yesterday and about the same today. And I do a bit of Beat Saber as well with it. I'm trying to beat some of the high scores. Mm-hmm. It's funny, on the Beat Saber stuff that I was playing on one of the tracks, I was happy. I was beaten by Mike Chin. So I had to go, of course, and beat his high score. So I beat Pete Chin, Mike Chin, and the veteran gamers, which is Stu. So it was a complete another chin failure. Weak chins. Beat Saber is very, very cool. and it gets the blood going too. But FitXR, wow. I done like a half hour workout on it this morning, and you can choose either inside, like you can imagine standing on the water's edge of San Francisco Bay, that's the sort of that place you're in, or in a trendy looking gym. Cripes, the first one was a 16 minute session, and there's different levels of intensity. So this was the highest intensity. So it's mostly punching, and then there's these things come at you, and you have to duck down or duck to the side or duck to the left. So it's working your bottom leggy muscles and stuff like that as well, and working your back. And then there's different side punches and uppercuts and straight throughs. And God almighty, it gives you a darn good workout. I'm so impressed with this. I am now, from the 1st of January, I think I'm a couple of parts of a pound off a stone. That's what it was it 14, 14 pounds since the 1st of January. Still a lot. I want another one, at least another one to go. But this is helping. Diet and doing that exercise. And just half an hour of this gets you up and going for the day. But yeah, anyway, sorry, I digress. So you mean my VR. I love my VR. My Quest 2. I just love it. It's a fantastic piece of kit. Very, very impressed with it. And I had an update this week of user stuff and a whole bunch of bits and pieces there as well. But time is limited. I did try, the guys in the WhatsApp groups there's a competition going on at the moment, the Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. Now, I tried to play it today. I came out this morning, I had a couple of hours free, I thought I was going to come out and play that. And I had activated it from my phone to go and load it on this machine out here. And it had done it, and it was downloaded, but it wouldn't let me start it. So, I think maybe the chat can say to you that, Kim, it was an EA pass, like a free-to-play thing. It's no longer in there. I think that's maybe what it was. It was, at one stage, it was free-to-play through the EA access thing, and I think maybe that's been switched off now. So I'm sorry, I have to buy it now. It's 30-odd quid. So I wanted, because the guys seem to be having lots of fun with that. So I did try to come in because I know I would have beat all your times, because you know you're pathetic at driving games. I tried to play Need for Speed Hot Pursuit. I played some Halo 4 and lots of VR, and the VR stuff was Fit VR and more super hot and the likes. So I'm just loving that. The thing that you interest me is, you chatted and asked about a Switch. And you got Tony for his birthday, isn't that right?
Yep.
So you got a Switch, like, or you're thinking about what? So what have you done on the Switch? Why would you?
I got Tony's and I set his up, and because you know you have to set it up. I wanted to make sure it was updated and all that. And while I was doing it, I got him Minecraft Dungeons for his birthday to play on it. Because, you know, you don't want to give a kid a console and them not have anything to play on it, right? And he loves Minecraft Dungeons. So I sit there one evening and I played it for probably a good hour. And I thought to myself, you know what? This isn't too bad. I could sit here on the couch and, you know, listen to Dad prattle on about whatever the hell it is in the news that he's stuck on this time. And I could sit here and play, you know, Minecraft Dungeons or whatever. And so I'm kind of seriously thinking about buying me a Switch Lite. So it's kind of neat to have a little handheld thing, and well, given my experience with xCloud and how well that's not working at the moment, you know.
Yeah.
At least this is better than me sitting there watching Disney cartoons.
You could take
off
your
Twitter comments.
Little handheld electrical device to your room and play with your little device. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
And it has Rumble and everything. But now, would you not? Okay, so I recommended the Switch Lite to you because two of my boys have them, and the DeLacy brought them over from LA as they were released and bought them over there for me last year. Mm-hmm. Was it last year or the year before? Mm-hmm. Goodness. Anyway, and my boys, two young lads, they were being pretty rough on them, That's why I got them that, because the little side controllers that we'd said were, they're a bit fragile for...
Yeah.
an 8-year-old or 9-year-old or 10-year-old, even a 12-year-old, you have to be very precise putting them in. Would you not would you not consider getting the full-blown one, that if you wanted to throw it onto the big TV, you could?
I've thought about that, but I'm not sure. I don't know if I'm looking more at it that way, or, you know, like I said, just something like when my other nephew, when I'm babysitting and he's sitting there watching Disney and it's about to drive me insane, you know, at least I can sit there, I can still watch him, but then I'll have the Switch here to play my little games on while he's watching Puppy Dog Pals for the 50th time. So, you know, something to, save what little sanity I have left. So
yeah, no, they're good. They're a good piece of kit, and my guys, they were mad at them. They actually don't use them as much at the moment. No, I think it's because they got new phones at Christmas time, and the Switch has been set aside. But yeah, they were playing Fortnite and other bits and pieces. It's a good piece of kit. The battery lasts well, and they are pretty indestructible. Not indestructible. Well, they are. They're a pretty tough little thing.
I hope so. Tony's not exactly gentle on things, so
yeah, no, no.
That's why I was, you know.
It's the right thing for him. It's the right thing. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And I figure too, this will give me something me and him can play, because Nintendo's do have a lot more, you know, two player kind of kitty type games than, you know, Xbox or some of the others. And so maybe this is something that we can play together, you know. Because he's always wanting to play a two-player game with me, and I don't have a lot of those on my Xbox, so...
Yeah, all of those Mario World games, and you can join in that way. Mm-hmm. Even Mario Kart and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Cool. And they'll hold their value. Yeah. You'll have them for years, and the games will look as good on it in 10 years as they do right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because a lot of those are timeless sorts of things. Interesting watching the... new Nintendo Land opening up in Japan. It's now officially opened. Is it Universal in Japan? And Universal in Hollywood Studios is now well under construction. A Nintendo Land with some Nintendo rides and bits and pieces in it. And that looks really cool. I'm sure if you're a Nintendo fan, you could go and have a look at some of that. But when you walk through one of the green tubes in all the Mario games... to enter it,
yep.
And then you're in the main lobby area of the main meeting area of this Nintendo World is like in a level of a Mario game. It looks fabulous. Like to visit that.
Yeah, that'd be neat.
Go to Japan. Okay. Right. Newsy stuff. Okay, we don't have a quiz, but we've got a letter here, a nice email. No, this is the Need for Speed Challenge. Okay, as I mentioned, so there is a Need for Speed Challenge going on. I think the guys, and again, they're in the WhatsApp chat, I think what they've decided to do, because Mark was sort of heading this up a bit, the track is Mission Beach. It's Escape to the Beach. And you go into Access and Career Mode, then select Mission Beach SCPD icon on the map. And then you select the top mission, Escape to the Beach. And then you put your timings in and they send them to @MarkAnnex. Whether it's on a PlayStation, whether it's on PC, whether it's on Xbox. I think he has access to those. But you send your times to MarkAnnex. Let him know you're in on this. And I think they're going to let that run for another week. I could be completely wrong. But I think this is going to do. So it is the Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Challenge. The track is Mission Beach, Escape to the Beach. To access it, go to Career Mode, select Mission Beach SCPD icon on the map, and then select the top mission, Escape to the Beach. And I will join you. So I'm going to bite the bullet and go with that. And I think they're having lots of fun with that, and I think some of the times are getting kind of ridiculous by the sounds of it. Some funny videos and stuff. I don't have any news in. I'm sorry, Kim. That's going to be one of those
weeks. Okay.
But we did get an email. Maybe you want to... read this email, because we've kind of touched on it before already. Yeah?
Alrighty. Yes, we got an email from J.F. Crafton, and it says, "Hey, buddy, how have you been? I've been listening to the last 4 shows and I'm loving it. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I'm getting back to listening to the pods because I spend a minimum of 2 to 3 hours a day in my car. Holy moly. It says, I like your style and content of the shows. It didn't really change over the years. It's like warm apple pie and you're Jason Biggs getting at it hard, LOL. I find it funny that you guys don't have any PS5 talk. It's Xbox One X and Series X. Now, I managed to get my hands on a PS5 by luck, but you and I know that I'm really eyeing a Series X, but I haven't been lucky enough to get one. You and me both, buddy. The PS5 is pretty impressive and has lots of positive things compared to the Series X. I hope you're doing well. Sounds like you are. Have a good week. Big smooth out.
Well, it's lovely to get an email. Thank you very much. Okay, so the most important thing that we need to tackle in this is the Jason Biggs part. Now, we do have photographs and some video of Greg DeLacy with an apple pie, and we have threatened to release them, but you know, we don't want to upset Cindy. You know, he accidentally, after the podcast one night, left his camera feed open, and he said he was going to have some apple pie, but we didn't really think what he meant was what was that. And the video that we have from one of the shows, I think it was episode 483, it was shocking. Shocking. Anyway, look, the PS5 thing, you're absolutely right. There's a bit of a disparity because of... What is that? Is that you? Oh, there was a bit of noise.
Yeah, it might be.
Okay. Yes, a lot of us have more Xboxes, and we make no real apologies there. That's where a lot of us over the years have spent our home. The PlayStation is a fantastic piece of kit. But you're absolutely right, and you've hit that nail on the head. We would be talking about them more if we had them. And exactly. I've just got my Xbox Series X 2 weeks ago now, and that was by luck. And how I got mine was through a little app, not Hot Deals, Hot Stock, I believe it was called. Isn't that what it was called? Hot Stock. Let me see, where was it shopping? It was called Hot Stock, and it notified me when and where the Series X machines were appearing in stores or wherever it is, so I could quickly get in and get one. And even with that, it took probably 2 weeks until one. By the time I got there, they're all sold. And I'm sure that's the same for the PlayStation. I think in a couple of months' time, or in 6 months' time, when all of this settles down and supply of both machines are readily available, if we are not mentioning the PlayStation 5 more, I think that would be more of a problem. I think also part of it as well is there really isn't anything new for the Xbox Series X or the PlayStation 5 to be talking about. You know, so their specs, yes, you could say one is slightly better than the other, or one is more powerful than the other. We're splitting hairs here. They're two fantastic machines. The Xbox is better, but there are two fantastic machines. And I will have both. So, yeah, just when we get them. Because there are exclusive games I will want to play on it, but I think my home is the Xbox. But yeah. Right. What you should really be doing is attacking our glorious leader of the show, who didn't buy a PlayStation 4, even when they got really cheap. So attack him. Yeah. Send your hate mail to Greg DeLacy. I think he deserves some hate mail. Absolutely. So, Big Smooth, thank you very, very much for sending in that email. It's lovely to get an email. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It is. Yep. It is. What else, Kim? What else have we got? Is this it? Is this the new release calendar?
That is it. I checked it twice and that's all there is.
Okay, so let's give it then a bit of love. You announce the new releases, and I will try and get some videos out.
Alrighty, your new releases for February 14th through the 20th are King of Seas for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on February 18th. And those are all your new releases.
Okay,
it's gonna be a bad week for games. So
Okay, so King of Seas, parody game.
I'm assuming.
It is looks like you have to read. Let's scrub through this a little bit. It's a sea battle top down. Okay, imagine it like the Assassin's Creed sea battles, except you're way above your little ship. Bring the load to the breakwater. Okay, yeah. It looks all right, actually, for a King of Seas. Ooh. It reminded me a bit of, what is the parody game on the Xbox again? Sea of Thieves?
Sea of Thieves, yeah.
King of Seas. Sea of Thieves. Yeah. It actually looks quite pretty. Little cartoony style miniature. Little shippies. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I don't know. Is it exclusive only? Is it? Oh, no, it's not. So, there you go. King of Seas.
No.
PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC on February 18th. A new game.
Yep.
That looks fun.
Mm.
All right. That's the new games. Whoopee, whoopee doo.
That's it, yep. You can definitely tell it's winter. So.
Winter and a pandemic on, yeah.
Yep.
Okay, victory achieved. We're going to have a quick scan here because I came out here at the very last minute and I was a very naughty boy. It's been one of the first times I've been a very naughty boy. Bear with. And what victory achieved is when you play games and you get to the end, if you take a photograph of yourself with the credits in the background, what we do is we enter you into a draw. And when you get into that draw, you could win $20 or £15 to buy a game with. And the next draw is at the usually every 3 months. So the next draw is on end of March. And what you do is you send that off to @OC_podcast with the hashtag victory achieved. I will pick it up and retweet that out. And there you are. People that finish games this week. Justin Smith on your six. City Skylines Platinum. I think that's pretty good. I don't think you can ever finish City Skylines, but a Platinum, I think I will give you an entry for that, mate. Very, very good. And there is also Colin All Cars. Colin, he finished the box carrying game called Death Stranding. So well done. User entered into the draw. Joystick J, what a guy. He finished Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. He got right into that techno. And so all three of you are entered into the draw at the end of next month. You'll maybe win. And maybe. But in the meantime, you're going to get Greg DeLacy and Cindy making some beautiful noise.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have won a victory's achieved.
There you go. What do you want to do this week, then?
Probably the same thing I do every week. Watch, watch children. And try not to go crazy.
Just like Joe Biden.
Right. Except there's less sniffing.
Less sniffing.
I'm not so much into that. But
oh, dear. Yeah. Oh, let's not even go there.
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I've got a busy enough week ahead, work-wise. So, I had a sales meeting on Friday all about ice cream. And we had some Italian guys came in and joined our call, showing us some very new, interesting products. Ice cream this year is phenomenal. The request for information about machinery. Because I think it's that sort of treat from an ice cream shop that you can't get to a restaurant, but you take away. And yeah, they're very, very popular. That photograph of George Clooney is really disturbing me.
Rob VTS thinks it's Mark, so.
Yeah, I could see that. If it maybe just a little less hair, I get it. I've seen Mark in the buff, and that looks definitely like part of Mark. Absolutely. Samantha Fox looks very like Greg. Definitely, I can see it in those lips. I would like to show you the whole photograph of George Clooney that I've cut down to show here for the show, but I couldn't. If you remember a few weeks ago, the Pete Chin photographs that I edited. Well,
oh God, yeah.
As you can see, that edited photograph of George Clooney has George Clooney's face on that body. The body is naked. Anyway, I'm not going to show you that because that would be highly inappropriate of me.
Indeed.
Indeedy-doody-dee. Okay, right, so contact the show, like Big Smooth. Send us an email to podcast@ocpod.com. And you could tweet us at OC Podcast and go on to Facebook. Yeah, Facebook's a thing, fb.ocpod.com. And leave us a review or a chat. If you want to join the WhatsApp groups, contact any of us. Just drop us a quick line or a tweet. I'm at Bongo the Sane. And if you want to do that, or Kim at GamerGirl27. Mm-hmm. And we'll get you onto that WhatsApp group. Okay?
Yep.
Right, let's go. I'm going to say...
Where are you
going to
go?
I'm going to go... I'm going to edit the podcast. I'm going to publish it because it's President's Day, and I know Greg had offered, but you know what? He's not very good at it. No! I'm going to just quickly mention again, @_LoveShareAndFoster is my wife's and her two sisters, who all foster kids. It's their Instagram group, and it's going very, very well. Lots of content going up every day about fostering and advice and what goes on with fostering. They're great girls, and hopefully it really does take off for them, so check that out. So, Kim, would you like to say if there's people, shoddy people?
Oh, well, sure. I can get right on that, yeah.
The shoddy
people? The Echo Watcher, which is Rain God Zippo. Ooh. Thank you for that.
Hi, Brent.
Rob BTS. Boomer has been in the chat. And Lord has been in the chat. So there's been a pretty good group in the chat today, making sure that, you know, I either have an Echo or I don't have an Echo, or that, you know, apparently George Clooney and Mark are twins. So so thanks, fellas, for coming along in the chat and keeping me occupied. So I appreciate that. And, yeah, hopefully you'll come back next weekend. So,
I feel sorry that I didn't keep you occupied.
No, you did a real good job, too.
Anyway, everybody have a wonderful, safe gaming week. We will see you all next week at the same time. Enjoy your gaming. Be safe. Yeah, and if you need to chat to any of us, or you just want a confidential chat, or you just want to reach out to somebody, we're here. Yeah? So, see yous. Goodbye. All the best. See you next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.